Thank you, Dad, for being a hard act to follow. As an outdoorsman, as a writer, as an artist, in style, in character, as a human being. All that he did so well. I don't have to venture too far to say that each one of us has probably been inspired by Barry Corbett, found a benchmark against which we can compare ourselves somehow. As one of his sons, I get the whole mess of it to live up to. Luckily, I'm not the first son. Traditionally, the first son gets to do dad better. The last born usually gets some slack, gets to strike off on a fresh path and ignore precedent. But damn it, that's what Dad did. Every time. He's left me some mighty big shoes to fill, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you, Dad, for giving me the gift of these people, for all of those amazing experiences, accomplishments, moments. You, each in your own way, you were there with Dad. You did it too. You're doing it right now. Being in this room with you today is a huge honor for me, and another great gift from Dad. He said, a lifetime of friendships is one of life's best rewards. And looking here at all of you people, each having had your own special connection with Barry Corbett, I know this to be true. Thank you, Dad, for always being Dad. It's no small feat. He and my mother were divorced not long after I was born. He lived 500 miles away from me until I was 17, and yet I never felt as though I was without a father. Credit is due here to my mother. She was and is really great. Okay, true, it's not like things were perfect. I mean, I had to learn how to barbecue all by myself. But can I really say that that would have been different without the logistical challenges? No, I can't. Dad hated to barbecue. What matters is that through it all, we remained a family, and I'll ever be thankful for the love and the caring that have always been there. Thank you, Dad.